Welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Question of the day today. When you think of Christianity, or when you think of being a Christian, what comes to mind? Is it a defeated life? Is it something that's just all struggle with no power, no sense of hope? Or are you thinking in terms of what the scripture says and shows and what God has demonstrated through his son, that being a Christian, trusting in the Lord Jesus, walking with him, is a victorious life? When I think Christianity, I think victory. Victory over the powers of hell. Victory over darkness and strongholds in our lives. Victory over the world and Satan and all the things that try to hold us back from coming to know God as never before. That is the life of a Christian. So now you may be asking yourself, well, how do I come into this victory? What is a key factor? What do I do? How do I start? Jesus has given us the answer, and it's in John chapter 6, verse 63. It says, "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit and life." This is incredible. Jesus is saying that the spirit that you receive, the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that is given to those who trust in Christ, he gives life. What is life? It's life abundant. It's not a life of defeat. It's not a life of being conquered and taken down. It is a life that conquers through the power of God and the word that he has given us. We may have issues. We may have problems. We may have trials that we face. Yet in those trials, yet in those issues, we can rejoice because we yet can come out victorious as we rely and trust in the power of God, the Spirit of God that he gives to those who trust in him. Next, Jesus says, the flesh counts for nothing. And we may think, you know, how come I don't live in victory? How come I find myself frustrated over and over again, going back to the same old things that you may have struggled with in the past? How come I just can't get through? Well, this again is the answer. The flesh counts for nothing. The problem is all rooted in how we walk in our lives. What wisdom do we walk by? Are we walking by our own wisdom, what we think is right and or wrong? Are we trying to do things in our own effort? You see, even in things that are in the church or things that have to do with the word, if we're trying to accomplish them through our own human effort, we will fail. It's impossible. The Bible makes very clear that all men have fallen short of the glory of God. The flesh counts for nothing. But what does count is whatever we do that is in Christ. It is Christ working through us. Whatever Christ does through us by the power of his Spirit, that is what counts. So if you find yourself struggling today, if you find yourself saying, God, I want to come into something new. I want to walk in the victorious life of a Christian. Well, come to these very words of Jesus. Come into the Holy Spirit. Cry out to him in all that we do. And it's not just when we're in church. It's not just when we're maybe teaching something from the word. It's in all aspects of our day and our life. You see, the race goes on throughout the entire day. When people are running races on the track in the Olympics, you know, they pass on a baton. And the whole point is to never let that baton go. They're going to carry it through until the race is complete. And so now we think of the next piece that Jesus said. He says, the words I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit and life. Will you carry the words that Jesus has given? Will you come into the word and say, Holy Spirit, give me a word today that I can carry as a baton and run the race with. Run the race with in victory and overcome. For his words are spirit and life. I want to choose today. Will you join me today to choose not to live the normal, you know, low-key, mediocre life, which is not really normal for the Christian, but will you step into true Christianity, believing that if we call upon the name of Jesus, that he will empower us to do the things that God has called us to do, which is to overcome, to demonstrate his kingdom, and to really accomplish that which he has called each one of us to do in our lives. I don't want to live like the rest of the world today. I want to walk with the Spirit as I'm eating. I want to walk with the Spirit as I'm sleeping. I want to walk with the Spirit as I'm doing work. In every aspect of the day, I want to be crying out to the Holy Spirit. That way, Christ can be working through me and he can be working through you. Praise God that the Christian is a victorious man, woman, child that God has called into his glory. Will you walk in victory today? Will you seek him? And will you make the change that God is calling you to change? Praise the Lord for what he has given and for the way that he has made. Amen.